This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Junkies are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. The 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067, you're going to score two tickets to the Washington Nationals opening day Thursday, March 27th versus Philly. First 20,000 fans get an opening day t-shirt for the complete Nationals schedule. And tickets, visit thefandc.com. So 10th caller right now, you win your way in instead of having to buy tickets, which is always better. All right, so call now to win those Nats tickets. And also, just so you know, you can join the Junkies Tournament Challenge. We just tweeted out the link about 10 minutes ago, as Drab noted in the tweet. Your grand prize is... attention dollars.
I'm in.
Always up for grabs.
I already filled out my bracket.
My bracket is it?
How can you do it so quickly?
Because my previous bracket already had all the picks, and then I just tweaked them. Like, it was already filled out, so it was easy.
I just
changed my final four. I changed my Sweet 16.
They allow you to use like a template that you've half filled it out.
Oh. I think if you spend more than 5 minutes on your bracket, you're way overthinking it. I've streamlined brackets now. It's very tingly plays.
I think you
for
like
your pal over here.
You like cold cheese more than I like the filling out these brackets.
I don't like cold cheese at all.
So. I do see cakes, flakes, snakes. I'm assuming that's you.
That is me. Yes.
You did a sticky name.
That's
we got
correct.
Drab Valdez, JP Flame. I see our guy Jabby Burns is in. So get in. You can go to @JunksRadio and there's a link right there to our Junkies attention dollars. Bracket challenge.
Yes. Get in there. Make your picks.
Mm-hmm.
Jason might even put a bracket in there because he loves him some brackets.
My son was asking about survival.
I just did one bracket contest with my wife and my two daughters. Mm-hmm. We do it every year. And the winner gets to choose where they go to dinner.
Okay, got
it. Of course, I pay every single time.
Yes.
Even if I win.
Right.
But my wife took Missouri to win the entire thing and to beat Ole Miss.
Well, that is quite a wacky bracket.
That's a wacky bracket. Yeah. I'm guessing she's probably not going to win.
Probably not.
Has she won it before?
I don't think so. I think I've won most of them. I think my oldest daughter won a couple times.
Madden took it down once?
She took it down once. but I don't think my wife's ever won it.
You mentioned survivor pools earlier. That's the thing which I know that my son really wants to get into. And for some reason... I need any invites. You want to forward me one of those?
I can forward
you one.
Forward
me the best one.
I can forward you two. I got into two yesterday. One was $10, one was $20.
I feel like
Now, here's the deal. They're both, you pick two teams in the first round. Since there's so many games.
Uh-huh.
So you pick two teams Thursday and two teams Friday. And obviously, you got to win both of them. So you got to go 4-0 to advance. And then once you get to the second round, it's just one team per round.
It seems impossible to go 2-0.
Well, because sometimes right? you got to pick a high seed and maybe
to me it does.
Pick a 2 seed and maybe a 4 seed, or mm-hmm. you know,
to me it does.
A 1 and a 5. I don't know.
I mean, this is, I'm picking this bracket. These may as well be field hockey teams. Like, I just don't know these squads. I mean, most of them, 99% of them, I don't know them well. Just picking based on seed and history.
You have Yale winning it all.
I have Yale because I'm going all in on Yale and have them in the Sweet 16. I can't overemphasize enough that I hate them.
I'm the biggest Aggies
good.
Fan ever today.
Yeah. Why do you hate them?
Because they beat us in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We did get him at the end of the year in the regulars. Yeah, hey, I'm a Cornell fan, but I'm a big red guy.
I haven't heard him say he hates
Princeton. You know what you're looking at right now?
The Princeton.
He probably hates them, too.
Who's that? 12th man. 12th man right now, right here.
Hey, do one of those cheers. Hey, Cakes, do a cheer.
I don't know the I've never been to Aggies yell practice, I think is what it's called. How would I know the cheers?
You got to do Gig'em, and then you got to.
Gig'em Aggies. That's what I know.
Don't they do this bit where they. And they tuck.
I don't know. Who does Texas A&M? Here's what I know about Texas A&M.
Yeah,
they're always overrated.
Woo!
They have a dog mascot named Reveille. Okay, I know that about Texas A&M. I know it's a bunch of military people that go to the school. Yeah. I know that's big there. Yeah. It's about all I know about the Aggies.
Yeah. They're Ivy League. Idiot!
This would tilt you, EB. You would not be a fan of this. They stand start to finish at every home football game. From start to finish.
In my college days, I would do that like for the hoop games. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm a big sitter.
I'm big on sitting now, too.
All I do is look for places, look for chairs.
Right.
Look for like a window, sills, is that what you call it? Like a window.
Sure.
Like the like opening a of a window, a ledge where I could sit. A stair I could sit.
Not into standing.
I'm not averse to sitting on the floor versus standing. Standing stinks. I hate it so much. Yeah,
I would agree.
Yeah.
It does.
I can stand for a half. I couldn't stand for an entire game.
All the sitting that we're doing is literally killing us. Like what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Killing the six of us.
That's true. But you can't.
It's not great.
You want to hear Texas A&M yell practice?
Sure, let's hear it.
Sweet cakes later this weekend.
Pass it back, eggs!
Pass it back, eggs!
Pump it, eggs!
Pump it, eggs!
1, 2, 3!
Hey!
I mean, it seems like a lot of work to go to an Aggies game.
It like, doesn't you even seem fun. Like,
it's so cringe.
Yeah.
Like, they're wearing overalls.
Like, you have to practice your cheers? Can't it just be organic?
What is...
I guess
well, Duke
not.
Used to practice their cheers.
I know
cheers
Duke used to... Like
they, Cameron Indoor.
They would have a list of all the way they would join on the opponent, get in the opponent's head.
Rehearsal.
Yeah.
Right. For some reason, this kind of thing is right up Valdez's alley. He's big into like college, just shtick, like anthems, and he's just big on it.
Yeah, does love it.
It had a big impact on his life. Yeah. What would be the Maryland equivalent? That Marylla.
Yeah, like, sure.
Like
Maryland will win. Yeah. Da, 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 da. Yeah, that would be it.
Yeah.
Stuck up, snot nosed. No good. App State graduate, and he was looking to purchase a horse.
He sounds like a wrestling bit right now.
What are they doing down at College Station? It just seems like a different world.
They're crazy
entirely.
Down there. Yeah.
They're the ones that had the big bonfires before the football games. I mean, one was tragic or something.
Yeah, like killed like a bunch of students passed away. They had to do away with it.
A bunch of students did pass away?
Yeah, they were building a massive bonfire with like... trees as the trees
fell on them.
Yeah, and it was a tragedy.
Yeah,
brutal.
I was reading about the Iowa State students that by that Kohlberger dude, the guy that allegedly killed those 4 girls. Remember?
Yeah, but that was in Idaho, right?
I'm sorry, Idaho. Yeah. Do you know what that dude's alibi is?
No,
I was just
I'd
reading
love
about
to hear it.
I was reading about the text messages. Between the girls that survived, they were like really freaked out. They're like, what are you doing? Do you hear that? I think I saw somebody with a mask. I'm really freaked out.
Yeah.
The other girls aren't answering. What the hell is going on? And, they saw a guy that looked like him. His alibi is because his phone was pinging in that area.
Okay, yeah.
Basically right there. His alibi was he was driving around looking at the stars.
Oh, that is a horrible alibi.
Meanwhile, they found his DNA in there. His car was pinging all over the place.
He's done. He's done.
If you're trying to get away with murder, the first thing you got to do is you got to leave your phone at home.
Yeah, that's right? Really bad.
You can't bring your phone.
If you're trying
to go out and kill somebody, the last thing you want to do is bring your cell phone with you.
Because
it's going to place you at the scene of the crime.
Really haunting. This just came out apparently in the last, I don't know, at least to the general public. They found he had taken a selfie just hours after the murders, giving himself like the thumbs up or something. He did a selfie.
Maybe he's an Aggies fan.
He looks really creepy, and you see his bushy eyebrows that the girls described.
Okay.
And he's given a thumbs up. It's the creepiest photo you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Well, he's on the spectrum, too.
He has to be, right?
He definitely is.
Yeah, he had cakes.
So now I'm being lumped in with the guy who went into a house and
major issues.
Yeah, for sure. Only reason why I said
it's one of the worst stories.
That was
ever.
A radical turn. this conversation just took a hard run.
Wait, we talked about Texas A&M. You started thinking about the tragedy.
Yeah,
and then I started thinking about the Idaho State girls or whatever the heck that was. Terrible tragedy there. Because I saw that this morning. The guy's alibi is he was driving in the neighborhood. Meanwhile, he doesn't live anywhere near there.
Right.
And he was looking at the stars.
Just good stargazing neighborhood.
Like, he literally doesn't have an alibi. There's nothing.
Yeah, he's got a paper-thin alibi.
Yeah.
That'd suck if you actually were looking at stars.
Can you imagine? You're accused of something, you're innocent, and you just have a terrible alibi?
Yep. I mean, most people probably don't have great alibis if something happens in the middle of the night, right?
Yeah, I mean, just can you imagine if somebody was murdered, but you know, like you're at the club playing golf. Like, I don't know. You're just playing golf.
You're on the tee sheet, right? Yeah. That's a great alibi.
Proof. You have eyewitnesses to place you
there. I think that would be a good alibi because people would see your car parked.
Okay. They have cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Also, your cell phone would be pinging at that location.
Oh, it would be so pinging.
You got so many.
My gin app.
Such a good alibi.
Right? All right. I don't know.
They'd track you down in the sauna. Like, EB's in the sauna again. He couldn't have killed this person.
Plus, the guy was ripping him next to you and Tom at the urinals.
That's true. I do have a witness. I do have a witness. Did I tell you? I don't want to name the place because I'm not going to name it. But I went to a place where the bathroom, and I went to take a shit. It was in a different state. It was in Virginia.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I went there and I used their facilities. Okay. I'm not going to name the place. Mm-hmm. And I was going to take a shower afterwards.
All right.
Okay. So I went to turn on the shower. Okay. Before, you know how sometimes you'll turn on the water before you take your clothes off or whatever, just to heat up the shower. Well, I don't know if you ever done that.
Every single time.
Okay, right.
Like, I never step into a cold shower.
Right.
You're a psycho if you walk into the shower and then turn it on.
No.
Okay, so that's normal.
That.
Just raw dog in a shower like that.
Okay, great.
You're a psycho.
Okay, great. Perfect. I'm so glad you say that.
Happy to pay that water bill.
Because listen to this. Where I was, there was a bank of five showers. I just picked one of them, and it had a door. It didn't have a curtain. It had a door.
Yeah.
So I open the door. I have my. I'm fully clothed. I turn on the shower, and then without noticing, the shower head just—it's right at you. It's facing the door, and so I'm now soaked. My regular clothes, my shoes. It's like I wet myself. Like, I don't know if I'm explaining this accurately. It's the worst design in history.
Yeah, the head.
You can't
the head,
do. Yeah. The head is facing the door.
I've never seen that ever.
I've never seen it ever. I was so livid.
Was this local or was it in Florida?
No, it was in Virginia. I'll tell you during the break. The worst designed bathroom in the history of mankind.
I'm guessing it was somewhere in Herndon.
You can't get in the shower. Like, you have to get in the shower and raw dog it, like Valdez says.
It's not great.
Only way you can do it. So you have to have the cold water hit you.
Yeah.
Be miserable for 2 minutes.
The top seed is Borgata / MGM National Harbor. The shower head, on the ceiling.
That's great.
Those perfect. Are the best.
Right that right
that
down
rain,
on top.
They call
of
that like a rain head.
I don't know what they
right?
call it. I know it's the one seed.
Yeah. No,
I know it's
one,
better than your setup.
This one wasn't my setup. This one came out at the door, mm-hmm. and then I had the door open. I'm standing outside the shower, all over the floor of the bathroom.
Oh, well, that's their fault.
Fiasco.
It was also my fault because I had soaking wet shoes.
Well, it's
you still had your shoes
design.
On?
I just literally just got in there and turned the shower on. And then I was closing the door and I was going to change.
Okay.
And I know some people know what I'm talking about.
Hmm.
You want to hit me up on Twitter and make fun of it.
Try to figure
yeah.
it out.
Yeah, you can try to figure it out.
Do your best.
Worst design ever. Could never. Well, I can't say anything. Can't say anything else.
All right, don't forget, coming up at 8:25, we'll talk some Washington Capitals hockey with Nick Dowd. They take on the Philadelphia Flyers tonight. He'll join the show coming up at 8:25 here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be joined in a couple minutes by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. They're back on the ice tonight at Capital One Arena. They host the Philadelphia Flyers. I believe one Jean-Paul Flame may be in attendance.
I'm supposed to be going, yep.
Yep, very good.
You know, we're waiting for Nick Dowd to call in, mm-hmm. and I know that Carbs said that those guys are big into pools. They take it pretty seriously.
Yeah.
Vin just texted me. He filled out our bracket in 4 minutes.
Oh, he did.
He knocked it out in 4 minutes.
That's kind of what I was saying. Like,
that's slow.
I think I did mine in 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah. How could you do it so winner? Like, I kind of think, like, I just don't want to finish dead last. It's kind of, like, humiliating.
Well, he probably took really mostly care. Favorites and then a few upsets.
I mean, all you do is click little bubbles.
Huh? Are you really going to lose sleep if you finish last? Is it really going to affect you?
No, but it'd be embarrassing.
Couldn't care less.
But I could ponder it or just click it and it would, you know, not going to be any different result.
I do remember about 25 years ago when we used to do this and there was $1,000 prize. Mm-hmm. The goalie on our soccer team won the pool.
Huh? That's
oh,
a
wow.
nice
That's
score.
When we actually used to grade them. I think they used to have to fax them in.
Yeah.
And we used to grade them
that?
By
we
hand.
A fax contest.
Yeah.
We had hundreds of entries.
And we had to go through them
oh,
one
no,
by
one.
I think
one, it might have reached thousands.
Oh,
I
mean, it did reach thousands by the time we found the technology to put it onto an actual computer program.
Like a website.
Go up and ask a 16 or 17-year-old, what's a fax machine? And they're going to look at you like they're going to stare straight through your soul.
That's true.
They're not going to know what a fax machine is.
They'll have no idea.
No. Mm-hmm. But it used to be a thing we relied on.
Or that horrendous sound we used to hear.
Valdez loves to play that sound. And it does bring me back to like when we rent videos from like Errol's.
Yep. You know,
and Blockbuster.
How time has changed.
Back in the day. These are just things we used to do.
It's one of the last memories I have that shows you how long ago my dad passed. My dad passed, I think, 19 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the last, one of the last conversations we had is we were sitting around the house and he finally okayed us getting, I think, like...
Internet?
Like internet, like whatever you would call it, like right. cable internet.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
a provider.
Not dial-up anymore.
Yeah.
He finally caved and said, yeah, I think we should do that.
You went with the higher speed internet at that point?
Yeah, we just were still doing 19 years ago, my mom was still had dial-up.
100% you had dial-up.
Yeah.
If you had anything other than dial-up 20 years ago, you, I mean, you probably invented the better form of the internet. How else would you have it?
I don't know.
I just remember hearing that sound, and then you'd see your little AIM window pop up back in the day.
Nobody uses that anymore.
Nobody uses it. People haven't used that for 20 years.
I know.
I would imagine.
Dude, it's
so... Throwaway message up.
Our lives have changed so much in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it is crazy.
Do kids understand, like, your mom would yell at you because you're on the internet and she had to use the phone to make a phone call?
Use the phone, right? I know, it's crazy.
Now people don't even have landlines.
No.
Yeah, first of all, they go, what's a landline?
Yeah. Landline?
I haven't had a landline in 15 years.
Same.
Meanwhile, I always think life is just, and especially when I'm traveling, it really dawns on me that life is constantly, it's just come down to a quest for power. To just make sure you have power somewhere.
You're
like
always plugged in,
So you're always plugged in. Like my phone's dying. Does anybody got a power
bank? You
got to
have your computer and your phone up and running.
I left my phone at home yesterday as I was taking Isabella to her track practice. It was kind of liberating. Didn't have it for about 3 hours.
I know.
You were
love
fine
it.
With
there
it.
Are some people love it.
I'd feel lost.
If I have my, if I don't have my phone for 3 minutes, I'm in a panic.
The only thing that
like
sucks.
If I set it down, don't know where it is, panic ensues.
The only thing that sucked is I had my earbuds, and so the earbuds were meaningless, useless.
Yeah, they do nothing.
Because they were connected, obviously, to Spotify on my phone.
Yeah, you're dead.
So.
Dead man walking
I did
over
old
there.
School. I ran around the track with nothing.
Oh, that. That is the height of boredom. Just running around a track, just running in circles for however long you did it.
Without
a
phone.
No music, no nothing.
Right.
It actually took me 2 laps to realize I thought that there was a field hockey game going on and it was women's lacrosse.
What goes on in your brain when you're running? Like if you're not listening to music or a podcast or something.
I'll tell you what's going through your brain.
Pondering life.
When is this going to be over?
But that would
when
be
I'm, when I'm
constantly.
Doing it.
I'm not even supposed
with no
to run.
Entertainment, I'm thinking,
believe me,
when am I going to be done?
It was a very slow jog. I did 12 laps, so 3 miles.
Yeah,
but I mean, practice is an hour 15, so I got to kill time. I could go home, but it'd be 15 minutes
to
go home, go back.
Something while you're doing it, right? Doesn't something have to occupy your brain?
Sure.
Oh, that's easy.
I mean, I can't remember exactly what was occupying my brain, but you're thinking about something.
If I'm not locked in on something, I'm probably stressed out about something.
I mean, I was.
I know what he was probably thinking.
I was watching the game a little bit. I was looking outside at the woods. I saw a beaver.
Oh, you did?
I saw a stream.
A beaver sighting in the wild is, I mean, you don't see them very
maybe
often.
Maybe it was a groundhog. I don't know. It was in the distance in the woods.
I'm gonna guess it wasn't a beaver.
Probably
was it near a
hog.
A dam? I mean, were you near a big giant
when I
dam?
Stopped, there was Junkies listeners. What are you doing here? Do you have a daughter on the lacrosse team? Nope.
Junk's listener in the wild.
Killing time.
It's so tilted.
So I just think it's funny that he's going to the Caps game tonight at the first round of the NCAA tournament.
He didn't plan it that way.
Poor scheduling.
You know, it's just my
poor sports calendar.
Everybody
scheduling.
Knows it's this Thursday. Yeah. You can't go out tonight.
My sister-in-law asks for tickets once a year.
I know, but I would have picked a different game.
Okay. So you're going with her?
He doesn't care, though.
Why don't you just let her go?
Jason, how much would I have to pay
I can't
you?
Figure out how to transfer the tickets.
How much would I have to pay Jason Bishop? Biggest NCAA tournament mark I know.
Yeah. This is a good
to
question.
To not watch 1 minute.
Of any of the games?
Of the first and second rounds.
Oof.
You can watch after that. But this entire weekend,
starting
today at noon, you are on a hoops blackout.
So I can,
Thursday and Friday, he can't watch.
Saturday,
can't
Sunday.
Watch, can't watch first or second
the
round.
The whole weekend.
The only other person this would torture more is the great Pete Medhurst.
Yes, that is correct.
Pete would he wouldn't be able to do it. It'd be,
probably.
He's got to be a monetary figure. Everybody's got a price.
Everyone's got a price.
Be honest, though. Not crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Like if Mooney offered you X amount.
Just binge probably, watch White Lotus.
Probably 10,000.
10,000. So for 8,000, you'd say no, you'd turn it down.
Yeah, I'd think about it for 8. It'd have to be more than 5. I think for 5, I would turn it down.
But 4,000, you would turn down.
Yeah.
If I had $4,000 right here.
I couldn't go the entire weekend.
You can't watch any hoop.
I couldn't do that.
Hey, is it supposed to be like rainy this weekend too? So you can't like go out and do anything?
I think later today and into tomorrow, I think some rain.
Today, yeah, but then it's supposed to get blustery on Saturday. But I think Sunday's supposed to be really nice.
Ask how much it would cost me to not watch a lot of college hoops.
$5 Much would it cost? How much would I have to pay you to not watch college hoops starting today at 12:10
between now
and then ending Sunday?
I would do it for probably like $200
$200
$200
Okay,
including the Maryland game.
That's fine. I'll look.
Yeah,
it
you
up
don't care.
The next day.
Yeah, you look at the box score.
I'm not that invested in all these new guys.
That's true.
Been here for a minute.
I know, but you're still
Other
a
than
fan.
Juju Smith,
Jason. I am surprised you're not doing what I'm doing tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m.
Oh.
I will be at Nats Park along with Savannah. Checking out the latest and greatest that the Nats have to offer for season ticket holders and people that are coming to the games in 2025.
Oh, wow.
You're gonna
miss
out
on
that.
We were invited to the gala. That's different than the gala, right?
It's different, yeah.
Yeah,
this is like a sneak preview.
The gala
type
was
deal.
Monday night. I couldn't pull that.
Yeah. So I know you're not doing that because you would definitely be missing the games tomorrow.
What's Juju's last name, Valdez?
Did you volunteer for this? Yes.
I was asked to do it, and I said I would do it.
Okay.
I'm disappointed.
I thought you were saying it as a joke. You just forgot.
I know. Why are you into Yale basketball more than the
Because I've seen them more. I've seen
I know. How are you not watching? Like, this team's awesome. They're fun to watch.
I'm a little bit disappointed that they're only 5 deep.
What do you care about?
It doesn't
I feel like it's hard to get invested
really
into it.
Good.
I feel like it's hard to get invested into them, realistically.
You'd rather have a deeper bench and a sorry team.
You'd rather watch
no,
a bunch,
rather
of,
be deeper,
watch a bunch of brainiacs from Yale hoist up 3-pointers.
I know. I don't get it. This team's fun. They can do something. And you're,
I hope you're
invested
right
in watching Yale instead of the Terps.
No, I told you for $200 I could shut it down.
All right, so we're trying to track down Doubter.
What's up with Doubter, Drew?
It is Open Line Thursday, presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. I was telling Drab during one of the breaks that
Doubter's too busy filling out his brackets.
I saw
those guys are big into it.
I saw Mel Kiper talking about the Steelers. Mm-hmm. The Steelers have this dilemma where, do you wait for Aaron Rodgers? Do you just move on, sign Russell Wilson? And he was hyping up for the Steelers, assuming the top three quarterbacks are gone. The kid Shuck that's been in
Tyler Shuck,
college football for 7 years. He's 25 years old. Mm-hmm. He was at Oregon, Texas Tech, Louisville.
So he's got
he's a big guy.
So he's got COVID years and medical redshirt years.
He's got I mean he
took advantage of all of them.
He broke his collarbone. He injured his shoulder. He fractured his fibula.
Yeah.
He's a walking injury list.
Let me guess. Did he have a good combine? Did he have a good combine?
I don't know if he had a good combine. I did see Jalen Milroe ran a 4.37.
Yeah, I mean that's what he does.
So with the success of Jalen Hurts, would you be intrigued?
In the ocean from a boat.
All right, so he doesn't throw as well as Jalen Hurts?
He's gotten better, but that's his biggest downfall.
Is he an Anthony Richardson-level thrower? Like
No, I think he's better than that.
Then he might be worth drafting.
He played a lot more college basketball than Richardson. College football than Richardson did.
So Stevie has a teammate who came in with him, was a freshman with him.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen actually could have played this year because Marist was such a mess with the COVID. They got 2 years.
Okay.
So 6 years. This kid transferred after 4 years, after he graduated from Marist, played at another school, got drafted into the indoor league.
Okay.
Thought it was over. Didn't play in fall, wasn't enrolled or anything. The school, I don't want to say who it was, called him and said, "Would you just come out? I know you have an extra eligibility for your 6 year. Would you play for just in the spring?" And he's living in a trailer out like on the campus.
Wow.
He's just playing lax, not going to a single class.
A hired gun for like 2 months.
That is weird.
Are they actually paying him like NIL money?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, he was drafted by an indoor team. I mean, he's like technically a professional.
But do they pay much?
No.
Well, no.
I mean, indoor lacrosse team.
No.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a lot
of money.
But
anyway, this kid, Tyler Shuck.
But 6 years.
Yeah.
He played at Louisville last year. And I guess he's rocketing up the boards a little bit. Not saying he's a day one guy, but the Steelers could be completely screwed. Like, what if Aaron Rodgers retires? Now, I guess Russell Wilson's still available, but you're running out of guys.
I would love to know. Yeah, no.
He's still
I would
out
love
there.
To know what their plan is.
I mean, I'm just not that I have a dog in the fight, but he is still available.
Or you draft somebody like Jalen Milroe, assuming Jackson Dart's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll take a chance on somebody.
They don't have a lot of good options.
Or Mason Rudolph is your starting QB.
Well, then, wow, I mean, then you're waving the white flag.
Yeah, you're looking
the
at four or five
starts.
Months.
Hey, Drab, I know that Aaron Rodgers had that photo, you know,
on the beach
deal on the beach. A lot of people saying that was clearly staged or whatever, showing like pondering life.
Saw a lot of people Jonah, and he didn't have earbuds. Yeah, he had wired.
Yeah, what are you gonna do, man?
Well, a lot of people are anti. They don't like all that Bluetooth on their brain. Yeah, there's a reason why people do that.
I see a lot of runners.
I'm sure.
I see very few.
Sure the wired ones aren't delivering some sort of bad radiation.
I don't see many people with wires.
I think the idea is it's less.
Well, first off, the wired ones are popular again.
Okay, they're back.
Yeah, and also Aaron Rodgers doesn't want things interrupting his brain waves.
Okay,
that makes sense. Yeah. But here's the thing: has he said publicly, because I haven't followed that closely, that he is like going back into the darkness right now or whatever he's going to do? He's going to go in that house thing and then he's going to ponder again?
I haven't heard that.
He hasn't said that publicly, has he?
No.
Yeah.
He's never been a free agent, so he had to wait until he was waived, then he's a free agent, and I guess he's mulling things over.
I'm starting to actually think he's not going to do it because the Vikings don't want him unless JJ throws up all over himself, right, in the spring.
Vikings have moved on. You know who I saw who the Vikings potentially would be interested in?
Ooh, give me the name. Give me a hint.
Get sized.
Give me a hint.
No, you're Carson Wentz.
I saw Carson Wentz was flirting with the Browns.
Dude, he's going to play 15 years in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But
of course.
He's not going to play a lot.
Chase Daniel was in the league forever.
Yeah. No, it's great. God
bless him. Taylor Heineke's still employed. I mean,
just signed a two-year extension.
If you have any sort of quarterback ability, you can play for a long time in the league.
Yeah, but guys have to like you, believe it or not. Like, if guys like you.
Sure.
You can do it. But I'm actually, for the first time, getting the vibe that maybe Aaron Rodgers is going to shut down. Because the Vikings are moving on, unless J.J. throws up all over himself in the spring. That's what I read. And then he doesn't want to play for the Giants, clearly, because they're terrible. And if he really wanted to play the Steelers, he'd do it.
Right.
But so it's over.
Pretty much.
Well, seems like either that or they're just negotiating a one-year deal.
Yeah. But they're
I'm surprised that it hasn't happened yet, if that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
He also could theoretically wait around till the season and wait for somebody
wait
to get
for that
hurt,
call like week three.
And wait to like join a team and be the savior.
He doesn't seem that spontaneous.
That'd be a terrible way to end your career though to do that.
Yeah. Tyrod Taylor Cakes has been in the league.
I like Mrs. Tyrod.
35 years old.
Yep.
Of course, Ravens, Bills, Browns, Chargers, Texans,
Colts,
you know what Giants,
he's made a lot of money.
Jets.
He's made a lot of coin from being mostly Jets. A backup quarterback in the league.
Seven teams.
So good for him.
He had that one opportunity where he looked like he was going to be a baller. And then, remember, something happened to him.
He got hurt and Herbert took over.
No,
he got
what the happened. Trainer They gave him a shot him. And it like collapsed his lung.
Yeah.
And they said, well, I guess we got to go with the Justin
Herbert.
That
was like a real shot.
No, he was going to start week one.
He was.
They collapsed his lung accidentally. And they were like, I guess we got to toss the keys to this Herbert kid and hope he's ready.
Yeah.
And he was ready.
Didn't it happen a couple times to Tyrod, too? Where he's always the guy who's going to be grooming a young guy, and the young guy takes over much faster than he expected.
It's kind of his deal. But, hey.
Josh Allen.
What's the Giants coach's name again? Dable? Remember
Dable grilled
him? Or something like, it was like a goal line situation, red zone situation. Remember that? Humiliated him. I think it was in Dable's first year. I could be wrong.
I remember in Hard Knocks when Joe Shane had his kids in his office, and they're like, he was like, who do you guys think I should draft? And his son goes, Jaden Daniels. And Shane is like, can't move up to get him.
Yeah.
Wishes he had Jaden Daniels right now. I know that. That I do know.
His son might be a better GM than him.
Well, he also wanted to move up to three to get Drake May.
Right.
Couldn't do that either.
And it turns out his son should have the job. All right, don't forget.
Drake May should be happy that they didn't turn up. Get up to number three spot to get him.
Totally. All right, when we come back.
That would have been a disaster for him.
We'll get back into the NFL. How are these new rules, proposed rule changes, how would they affect the Commanders in 2025 and beyond? We'll get into that next here on The Fan. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Live and Collective Soul at Jiffy Lube Live. We also have a $100 gift card from Metropolitan Hospitality Group. So keep listening for your chance to win those. They're coming up in the next hour or so here on the show. So we wanted to get into how these proposed rules changes that the owners will discuss at league meetings next week, how in particular they would impact the Commanders. And I think it's pretty obvious the one that would impact them the most is if the tush push and or the brotherly shove that Philadelphia employs were to be eliminated. Because that's a team that you face twice. They've used the tush push to great success. We've seen Jalen Hurts from the 2 and the 1 plunge in for so many touchdowns over the past two seasons. Not only that, it helps them extend drives.
It would impact them longer. It would impact them potentially on those plays, but let's say the tush push is banned and it's 4th and 1. They can still go for it with the quarterback sneak and still convert. You know what I mean? The conversion rate of a QB sneak may be less than the tush push for Philadelphia, but they're both very high.
Yeah, but I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'm guessing the tush push conversion rates are much higher than a standard quarterback sneak without the assistance of all of the players pushing Jalen Hurts forward.
Well, yeah, there's a reason the Eagles are doing it. That, in particular, their tush push was the most effective.
Right.
Buffalo was the next effective, but this is just, you know, Google, this might be old. 88% of quarterback sneaks are effective.
From what distance? 4th and 1, 4th and 2?
Inside
obviously
a yard.
That's going to change, but this is just a study.
That includes the tush push, though.
This is an older study. It looks like it's an older study.
This is pre-tush push. God, I don't even like the name.
1 yards. Okay, PFF did a study.
Yeah.
And they found from 1 yard, quarterback sneaks are 13% more successful than any other types of runs.
From one yard out.
So my whole point about the impact is, I think you're inclined to say, oh, it's a big impact. The Eagles lose the tush push. But when are they using the tush push? Mostly on very short plays, like a 4th and 1, a 3rd and 1. They're not doing it from 3rd and 5. So on those 3rd and 1s, you need to compare what's their success rate with the tush push versus the average success rate of any other play. And my point is, on most of those plays, particularly like a quarterback sneak, according to this Yale study, 88%. Yale's been brought up a lot, but this was a report
from Yale. Don't you feel like they use it a little more haphazardly, though? Like, they'll do it in their own territory?
I think that's
just the trend of analytics.
Once they cross the 50, they're using it, like,
all the time.
Almost all the time.
And, but I think even before that.
They probably...
Way before that.
Before that on the field?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, like their own 35?
Yeah, I mean, they know they're going to get it.
Sure. Especially if it's inches.
If they know it's a borderline unstoppable play and the analytics tell them...
They go with it from anywhere. It gives them 4 downs.
This converts at a 90% clip almost. They're going to roll the dice on that almost every time.
Regardless of field position.
So that gives them the added benefit of, we have another down to play with. I think every team should do that.
I don't care how big or small your quarterback is. If you have... 3rd or 4th and short.
You mean take tush push out of the equation?
Yeah.
Just go for it more in your own
territory? I'm saying if it's a football or less. I mean, maybe if it's a yard and a half, okay, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're on your 35, your own 35, and you've got a football, I think you should go for it now.
The analytics are saying go for it. My point is,
hand it off to the running back 5 yards back. I'm saying quarterback sneak.
I don't think the impact is as great as people would think. It's been publicized. It gets a lot of, a lot of media attention. The tush push, the brotherly shove, whatever you want to call it. So in 2023, this is dated. I don't have the 2024 figures. They converted that 37 out of 40 times. 92.5%.
I mean, that's a high percentage.
It is a high percentage. But a quarterback sneak in those situations, according to what I've seen, is 88%. So, yes, do you want a 4% improvement or a 5%, whatever you want to say, 4.5% improvement? Yes, but it's statistically, it's not that much of a difference.
I understand the argument that you're making, but it seems to be a big psychological difference.
Maybe. I don't think it should be banned. How about defenses figure out a way to stop it?
When they talk about banning, they're talking about pushing them from behind. They're not. Are they talking about banning like the close bunchy formation?
No, you can have that formation. You just can't have the assistance of the guys behind the quarterback pushing him. right. forward.
Well, we don't They're know. Eliminate I mean, we don't that. Know. That's they haven't. They haven't changed the rule. They can. Well, they can change the formation.
Proposed is lined up directly behind the snapper and immediately at the snap be pushed.
I thought they did change the rule slightly, and they wouldn't allow the pushers to be as close to the quarterback
where they
as
start. They used,
where they start.
Correct.
So I think they've adjusted the rule
a little bit,
but you can still push them, obviously.
Right. So now take away the push, and then they are not quite as bunchy, presumably. So they look pretty bunchy.
So do you think that's going to get outlawed, the tush push?
I don't know.
Look, would it benefit the Commanders to go back to Cakes' question? Yes, because it hurts the Eagles. I just don't think right. it's a huge impact.
And they're not going to do it with Jaden.
I wouldn't.
No.
They're not going to do the tush push with Jaden.
No, remember, I mean, they brought in
an occasional
Did they run
for sure.
any quarterback sneaks with him?
They brought
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. But remember,
he
they
runs,
did.
So.
He runs more the option down near. Like,
that's what
in
I mean.
The five-yard
but I think,
line.
I think
they brought
well,
in
a couple.
They brought
in
Mariota. And then, they did the wacky, like, fake tush push with Mariota, which was completely botched.
Yeah. Did they employ McCaffrey that way once or twice, too? No, maybe not.
I don't remember seeing Jaden do that.
I feel like he did once or twice, but maybe I'm just making it up.
But, yeah, I mean, Hurts did it hundreds
of times.
I mean,
with Jaden, if you have a short situation, just run the read option every time.
Yeah, he's pretty effective at that.
I mean, he was converting third and 17s with scrambles.
No, for sure. Do you think he has to limit his running next year for long-term sustainability? Or
No.
Not next year.
Absolutely
does,
not.
Does Lamar Jackson have to?
Lamar's built a little better.
He's not built that different.
If he's built a little thicker.
Little.
Jaden should have 1,000 rushing yards next year if he stays healthy.
So you don't think there's going to be any agenda to try to curtail the number of hits he takes?
Nope.
Yeah. Why would you take away something that he's
not
that
one
is,
bit
that has made him special?
And that's the major reason
not
they drafted
to take
him.
Away all of it.
But you want to limit him from taking big hits?
Yeah.
I'm sure they've lectured him sometimes on, hey, get out of bounds on a first quarter run. You don't have to get every yard on a first down, for example.
But there are some.
And slide on occasion.
I'm not taking the secret sauce off of my Jaden Daniels burger.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Keeping it on there. I'm adding extra dose of it.
Yeah, but just the argument, the old argument of minor in it, don't major in it. I mean, so you're not taking it away.
It's fine, no. Does Buffalo take away Josh Allen's ability?
He's a tank.
Okay, but a lot of people say that him taking these hits is
going to cut his career short.
All right,
here's the essence of what it comes down to. What's the likelihood that Jaden's able to start 17 games again? I mean, now, you could say for any quarterback, it's low-ish.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he pulled it off in his first year, barely.
Barely, yeah.
Barely pulled it off.
Right. I don't know. It's probably about the same as Matthew Stafford starting 17
for
games.
For a running quarterback, it's going to get, there's the chances of him getting hurt are going to go up each year.
Like, he had a great run, unbelievable season. I'm not anti him running or anything. I'm just talking out loud.
Mm-hmm.
It was remarkable he was able to endure 17 games.
No question. Early in the season, remember, I can't remember what play it was, but he had his helmet fly off in one of the games, and he missed a play.
Yeah.
Remember, he missed a play?
Yeah, we thought he was hurt.
And that was when Driscoll was the backup, because Mariota was inactive. It was the first or second game. And people were like, oh, there's no way this is going to last. Because I think in the first game, he ran 14 or 15 times.
He ran a lot.
And then in the second game, he had his helmet fly off, and you're like, oh, my God. But he made a little adjustment.
Put it this way, I bet on him like playing 13 or more games or whatever it was. I think I won the bet from Lurch.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make that bet again next year.
Yeah,
I'm not going to bet against him.
Probably smart.
I'm not going to make that bet again.
QBs get hurt all the time. He was just very fortunate.
It's a scary thought.
Bet on Jaden Daniels than against.
Yeah, I'm not betting against him. I'm not betting against him.
Yeah.
But it might not.
But
bet
his running
on.
Numbers might go down just because if they're adding pieces, like they added Debo,
mm-hmm.
right? So they can throw a little bit more.
Add
plus
a few more weapons.
Plus
so
he can
have
run.
To do as much.
They added a stud tackle, so he'll protect them a little bit better,
right?
And then that'll
you
help.
You won't have
in
to take
game.
Off as quickly.
Correct.
Yeah, I think that's the idea.
So those
actually.
Numbers, I think that's exactly what they want.
I think the model's Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, he's gonna rush for a ton of yards every year that he's healthy in the league. When he plays 15 or more games, he's going to rush for 800-plus yards.
Cakes, I know. You love this. If you think, if you asked Adam Peters right now, Do you want Jaden Daniels to carry the ball, however many carries he had? What do you have, 100 carries? I have no idea. That you
had
the same number.
Way more than that.
Okay, 200. You had the same number of carries as last year.
He might want it slightly less because, as Jason mentioned, Debo comes in and he's a gadgety guy out of the backfield, but not a lot less.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 to 15% less, but not a lot.
Yeah.
He knows that's how they win games.
Yeah, and if you look at Lamar's first big year where he started the majority of the games, well, he really did right off the bat, but in 2019, which I think was his first MVP.
Yeah, bomb year.
He ran it 176 times. It's come down. Last year was 139.
Right.
But it's not that much of a difference, like one or two less, right? So Jaden was kind of in that same range as Lamar at 148.
For 891, yeah. So I would, they probably want to see that come down.
And he missed
a
game and a half, basically. Yep.
Yeah, I'll bet now. Just get the bet book out, $5. He'll do under 148.
Under 148 carries?
I think so, but I bet it'll be above 120.
No, I'm not gonna, I like that range. Right. Takes, you want to take it?
We can negotiate.
All right.
We can go back and forth. When we come back, we'll get into EB's entertainment page next on The Fan.